What's up, guys? So I just got done talking to Patel Patriot, and I interviewed him about this sort of competing Substack article that's been going viral that's very devolution-like in the theories it promotes, but then it's taking subtle shots at devolution and calling devolution basically fake or not fact-based. So it's kind of odd. I wanted to get Patel's take on that, so we discuss that Substack article, and then I also wanted to talk to him about this idea of the plan. Because it's an often debated topic of people who are saying, oh, these trust the plan people, they're all idiots. And then you got those that cling onto the hopium, thinking that Trump is secretly president behind the scenes, all this sort of stuff. So we try to give some common sense to that debate and that idea of trusting the plan. So I hope you enjoy this this interview. I'm gonna go ahead and link Patel's latest Substack article that we discussed down below this video, and I'm also going to link the Threadfest event coming up in 2 months. Patel Patriot's going to be speaking to that, along with Brian Cates, Patrick Gunnels, and a few others. I might try and go, not to speak, but just do media work and meet people and promote the event, so we'll see. But it's in Dallas, Texas, mid-November, Threadfest, and then link below will be Patel's Substack as well. So enjoy this interview, guys. What's up, brother? So I got a few things I want to talk to you about. I want to discuss a recent Substack you put out last night, kind of, I guess, debunking another Substack. We also have we almost have dueling Substacks, but there seems to be this series that's kind of taken away from devolution or trying to ride its fame. But before we talk about that, I want to get your thoughts on this idea of trust the plan. Right. Yep. There's been a lot of both hopium and doomium put out by people who are kind of sucked into this savior mentality of thinking there's this big plan going on. They don't need to do anything. They're just complacent. But then there's a lot of detractors that are using this. Oh, you're one of the trust the plan people. So you're an idiot, whatnot. So, you know, I have my thoughts on this trust the plan idea, but what are yours? Do you have any kind of common sense things to say about it?
For sure. So just want to warn you guys in advance, I still have a cough for my kids. I might have to cough my way through this every now and then, but yeah, when it comes to the plan thing, I think you're right. There are two camps. There's, you know, myself, the open source research, the devolution, you know, and then there's what the Q drops have told people. You know, obviously people think there's a plan there. And so we believe there is something going on behind the scenes. And then you have these people like the General Flynn's and a lot of the mainstream media people that are pushing that, you know, local action, national impact. There is no plan. Nothing's going to save us but ourselves. And in my opinion, I mean, there's too much circumstantial evidence pointing to something being going on behind the scenes to really ignore. But I understand why the, you know, nobody's coming to save us storyline or mentality is important, especially for more of the normie people. And honestly, like I've been talking about this for a long time, and I call it the devolution sandwich, you know, because I don't think something like devolution or whatever the Q drops are promoting can even happen unless there is, you know, involvement from us at the local level, you know, like us actually taking back our government ourselves. It's the devolution sandwich that whatever Trump did and implemented is working from the top down to clear out the, you know, the bad actors in our government. And then we have to work our way from the bottom up, and where we meet in the middle is that devolution sandwich. And so I don't understand, you know, why people are so against all this open source circumstantial evidence when it's literally part of it. I mean, you almost have to have a level of both, because we can only do so much from the local level and the bottom up. Like we can try to take back our government. We can get involved. We can do all this stuff. We can help wake people up, but there is going to have to be some level of higher power or higher authority that's going to work its way from the top down to clear out a lot of the bad actors, provide that justice, and really like clean up our elections too. Like we can't do it all ourselves. There has to be a level of both. So, it's the plan does involve us. So they're not wrong when they push that local action, national impact stuff and us getting involved. I do think it's very important. But that doesn't mean just because the General Flynn is out there saying, you know, nobody's coming to save us, that doesn't mean, you know, I don't even think he's read in on anything anymore necessarily. But yeah, I think it's both, you know, it's both us and, you know, the White Horse or whatever is part of the plan.
Right.
Does that make sense?
We have to save ourselves. That's kind of the point here, is that we have to save ourselves. There's no savior coming to, save the day for us. But when it comes to the plan, I often question people, well, what is the plan? Do you know the plan? No, we don't. It's kind of a vague term that's put out there. And yes, it originated from the Q drops a few years ago, but I think when it was told to us, it was more of just kind of a general morale booster to rally the troops and to give people faith and hope that there is stuff going on behind the scenes. But that doesn't mean Patriots are 100% in control. That doesn't mean that, oh, hunky-dory, we don't need to do anything and it's all fine from here on out. No, we most definitely, you put it great with the devolution sandwich. We need to get our act together at the local level and do what we can in our communities and sharing information and what we can do. But, it's kind of foolish to me to think that there's nothing going on from the governmental level, from Trump, maybe with his shadow government, he might be sort of running right now. And I don't use that in a negative connotation. I mean, like Trump's shadow government versus Obama's shadow government, really. So yeah, that's a good way to put it. Sort of a devolution sandwich, top down, bottom up, meet in the middle. And the whole idea of a plan, again, we have no idea what that even means. What is the plan? Yeah. What constitutes it? We don't know. So you can't assume we do and think everything's good from there. So, okay, cool. And what are your thoughts on people who are pushing these ideas that Trump is still president?
Yeah, I don't agree with that either. Yeah. You know, it's as far as my theory goes anyway, devolution, I think he devolved his authority. I don't necessarily think Biden is fully in control either. I think there is some sort of crossover. And I do get questions and kind of get shit for this sometimes, but we don't know exactly what Trump did and how he did it. Because there is a level top secret classified stuff in the PEDS, likely, the presidential emergency action documents, that we have no idea how he did this and where that control ends, so it's kind of a blurred line. But I do think he set up the mechanisms to safeguard things to kind of cement his return. So even though he's not president now, I think he's more of an advisor and kind of he set everything in motion before he left. And once we get to the point where it's ready for his return, and that's part of this too. Like I do think, however this plays out, I think it's going to be more organic than people think. Like, I don't think we're going to see the military step in necessarily. I think they could if they needed to, like if things didn't go according to plan. I think they have the evidence and the legal authority to do so. But I think Trump wants it to be more we the people driven, like that. It is important what General Flynn and all these people are saying, kind of going back to the plan about how we need to get involved. And that's not just getting involved in our local elections, but that's getting involved in like kind of waking people up and pulling them away from the mainstream media grip. You know what I mean? So, because if we get to a point where the mass population and the awareness of everybody in this country is like open to what's been going on, they're open to essentially open to Trump coming back, that we need to get to that point. And then from there, whether it's decertification or the Supreme Court or whatever happens to, maybe it's a new election, whatever it is, people need to be open and ready for that so that there's not like conflict in the streets. You know what I mean? So there is a level of us just kind of spreading the message and helping red pill people. But yeah, Trump is not the president still, but I do think there's a level of controls and safeguards in place that don't let Biden kind of make all the decisions the normal president would either.
Yeah, it seems to be a big misconception that people have with your theories, is that, oh, this devolution stuff, he's saying that Trump is still president. No, not at all.
No.
And that kind of goes back to the point in that we need to be okay sometimes with just not knowing. We have no clue. Yeah. We don't know what the plan is. We don't know exactly what's going on behind the scenes. And people's addiction to knowing or thinking they know leads them to jump to conclusions about all kinds of shit and thinking, oh, Trump must still be president. Oh, the plan is this, the plan is that, and all this sort of stuff. And that's when the ridiculous conspiracy theories out there fly and we get lost in, clickbait land. And going back to the plan, one, you were describing basically us. We are the plan. And that's an angle that I know Flynn takes in his interviews and others do as well, is that in general, what one thing you can think of the plan being is just us getting our crap together and doing what we need to do to take this country back. So cool, man. Next thing I want to chat about is, yeah, go for it there. Next thing I want to chat about is the Substack article you put out last night. So there is, it's called Fan Fiction, and you were kind of debunking a viral Substack called Reconstitution Series. It was written by, what was it? SOG, 17 SOG, something like that.
17 SOG. That's, it's a group of four authors. I know who they are.
Okay.
But they go by this, you know, 17 SOG Special Operations Group, and kind of sounds kind of LARPy. Themselves off as, yep, definitely.
Sounds a little LARPy. Yeah. And what I noticed with this Reconstitution Series is that it seems to be just a reworking of Devolution. It's like totally writing Devolution, just with a couple extra different takes. But in your fan fiction series, you were describing why their particular angles of this were totally kind of nonsense. So can you talk about that a little bit here?
Yeah. So again, like I said, I know who the authors are. I don't want to get, I won't get too much into detail, but these guys, they wrote as themselves individually before, at least two of them did, I know for sure. And I promoted their works before, even though their theories didn't necessarily align with Devolution. They had kind of different takes on things. I still promoted them because, like, you know, I'm not claiming to have all the answers, right? But at some point, I don't know what happened. We were actually at the pit, you know, and while we were at the pit, this series gets launched. And at the same exact time, these individual writers started coming out, and they were like calling me and anybody who's like in my circle a grifter. And like one of the guys even put out a Substack and like this whole thing about, you know, Devolution, these people are grifters, you know, they're not open to other theories, and you know, it's time to move on from Devolution. Who's
they
with
were
me?
They like, were attacking you, and weren't they attacking Just Human too?
Yep. Me, Just Human, a few others, like, you know, Burning Bright, Patrick Gunnels, like people again in my orbit.
Yeah.
And again, these are people that we were like friends with and, you know, kind of almost collaborating with and whatever, but it was just weird. So they started, you know, bashing Devolution and us. And then at the same time, they weren't telling people that they were the authors of the series, but they're like, you know, Devolution is wrong, but the Reconstitution series, this seems really legit. I think people need to look into this. So they're kind of pushing this series, even though it was them, but they're pushing it as if it wasn't. And the whole premise of this series, like, because whatever their dislike for me is, they set out to, it's basically an anti-Devolution series. So they took a whole bunch of evidence that, in my opinion, supports Devolution. And, you know, but then they get to this conclusion that we've been in continuity of government since 2001 under Bush. You know, he implemented continuity of government after 9/11. And because we've been in continuity since 2001, it's impossible for Donald Trump to have implemented continuity of government. Instead, he actually reconstituted, because reconstitution is the final phase of a continuity of government plan. It's when you get things back to normal operations. And so, you know, because of the, even them coming forward with the series, if they wouldn't have done any of the personal attacks, like all these personal attacks, shit talking me and these Just Human, all these people all over social media,
there still would have been problems with it.
No, even if they wouldn't have done that, I still would have promoted the series. Because again, like, the research isn't terrible. The writing is colorful, and you know, it tells a good story. And I'm not against people having different takes on things at all. But then
one issue I just want to say real quick, one issue I did find with their writing of this series is that they were quite arrogant or aggressive.
Yep.
There were some words they put in there claiming that these were new discoveries not found anywhere else. And there was one part where they wrote to suggest anything otherwise than what they were claiming. To suggest otherwise is patently false.
Yep.
Okay, but yours is just a theory. It's a speculation at this point. Like, how do you know it's true, number one? And to claim that other people are automatically false because they disagree with you, right? So,
yeah. I mean, you're spot on. There's another one. Like, well, here, let's just show it. Can I share my screen?
Yeah, go for it.
Yeah, so again, these guys, they set out in their mind, like they had a bias against me and Devolution. They set out with this theory that, you know, this is kind of the anti-Devolution theory, right? And so that's something you got to keep in mind. And there's a lot of subtle shots throughout. You know, they did all these attacks and then they played victim because none of us were like sharing this work. And like, why would we share this work with people that have like been personally attacking us? You know, it's but then, you know, oh, we're not bashing Devolution, blah, blah, blah. But there's so many like subtle shots throughout the entire series. For example, like this one, can you see this on the screen?
Yep, we got it.
You know, while the devolution theory would have us believe that Trump activated the continuity of government during his administration, the facts suggest otherwise.
Yeah, that's not okay, even so, subtle.
Nope, there's that. And then there's continuity of government was not started under Trump. Neither the strategy nor the plans were something that Trump enacted in lieu of election fraud or in response to it. The facts are that the first and only time COG has ever been implemented in the modern era was under President George Bush on 9/11. There have been many plans drawn up for COG by numerous administrations prior to that date, but only President Bush implemented those plans and they've never been rescinded. To suggest otherwise is patently false. So again,
yeah,
like
that's
you said,
what I was talking about. So they're claiming to have facts, but I don't see, was there any links for that? Did they show proof? How do they know that it's the only time it's ever been implemented was under Bush?
Well, that's the thing. So there, it was implemented under Bush. You know, there's no doubt about that. But their claim is that because there isn't like a piece of paper out there that says, you know, reconstitution has ended, you know, that's why we've still been in there, you know, but the misconception, I think that their research and they're right about the executive office of the president kind of being the source of control and source of power. And it's been, how do I put this? It's definitely been bloated, and there's all these individuals that are in government for a long time and they pull a lot of the levers and all this stuff. And it's very corrupt, and it's something that Trump was up against for sure. But that's different than continuity of government. You know, they conflated a lot of things to try to fit this story that Bush never rescinded this continuity of government plan. But again, so one of the main quotes here, like, this is where the Antifa thing comes in. The Bush administration put COG plans into operation for the first time in the U.S. history in the hours following 9/11 terrorist attacks. They have never been rescinded. And if you click this hyperlink, it takes you to this blog. And this blog is written by a guy who, like, he's an Antifa blogger. You know, so that's one of the sources for one of their main arguments that, you know, the plans never
rescinded. Okay, so a writer isn't an Antifa writer, but he's sourcing info from an Antifa writer.
Yeah, one of their sources, for the claims. But yeah, so it's again, I mean, I don't think there's any harm in reading their series, but, you know, I think there is, it's more context, you know, like, so in my series, I talk about special operations. I give the needed context for devolution. I don't go into the entire history backstory of, you know, all the way back to George Washington, because I don't think it's not relevant to my story necessarily, you know what I mean? Or my theory. That's what these guys did. But then they get to the end of their, you know, their storytelling, and then they twist it and say, oh, this is why devolution can't be taking place. So it's, you know, my article yesterday, I wasn't going to put anything out, but then just on Monday, you know, Monday is when their stuff kind of got a boost. You know, people started sharing their final installment, and, you know, but before that, it kind of largely went under the radar. But then once I started seeing that, and like all these, there are so many subtle shots and like their motives behind it, you know, I just felt like it was important to, you know, show the facts. Like, the facts are that their claims that we've been in continuity of government since 9/11 weren't true. Their claims that Trump just did a normal policy continuation of the continuity of government like every president before him wasn't true, because we're actually still in the continuity of government policy that Obama instituted. You know, Bush instituted, I think it was Reagan's or Clinton's continuity of government plans on 9/11. In 2007, Bush implemented his own continuity policy, NSPD 51. And then in 2016, President Obama issued his, you know, he kind of updated the continuity policy with PPD 40. And then these guys were saying that, you know, Trump just did the same thing with Executive Order 13961. He just updated the policy, but that's not true. It even says in that executive order that this is just, we're implementing a plan and executing a plan that kind of upholds PPD 40. That's in alignment with PPD 40. So everything Trump did was actually implementing and executing a plan. It wasn't just your run of the mill, you know, policy update. And that's where they kind of got it wrong. But
so we just need to be, you know, something can use big words and tell fun stories and look good on the surface, but you really need to dig into each little claim, make sure it's sourced and sauced correctly, make sure what they're sourcing their evidence from is put into the proper context, because oftentimes they'll take pieces of evidence and just totally miscontextualize it and spin some story based off that. So yeah, it's weird. Reconstitution, they're saying, no, devolution can't be, but basically reconstitution is like a reconstituted devolution theory. So yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, they're reconstitution, like I said, it's the final phase of a continuity government plan. And that's when we return to normal operations. That's what we're getting at. And that's going to be part of something we see going on. Trump, what they're kind of claiming, Trump reconstituting the government and getting us out of continuity of government from Bush. That's not the case, but what Trump was doing is kind of taking the power away from those, you know, unelected bureaucrats in the executive office of the president. That's different from continuity of government, though. So, I mean, it's just unfortunate because, like I said, these guys, their work, it's stuff I've promoted in the past. I'm not going to name any names specifically, but...
But then they clown on you and they take subtle shots at you and all sorts of stuff.
Yeah, but I mean, it's this series could have been a great complement to devolution, because a lot of the research and stuff, with the appropriate conclusions drawn at the end of it, it really could have been a compliment. But instead, you know, their motives to pull people away from the devolution theory and pull people away from my livelihood, you know what I mean? Like they were calling for people to stop donating because they think I'm making a boatload of money. And so it's just it was the motive and tactics behind it really tainted the series for
me.
Oh
yeah,
so,
that's not cool, trying to undermine somebody like that. So
yeah. Yeah. And so that's the only reason I released that article. And in my opinion, I think I provided at the end of it a better breakdown of Trump's executive order 13961, which I think really painted a clear picture that what Trump did was not the run of the mill continuation. He did implement and execute something, you know, even though we don't know the full exact details of it, it was done. So you can't argue with that.
Well, cool, man. You got any other works in the pipeline? Anything else going on?
No, not really. We'll see kind of what happens next. It's kind of normal how I just kind of sit here and research until I find something new to write about. So
yeah, nothing see on what needs to be yet. Written about. You got any events coming up? You're going to be at ThreadFest in a couple months, right?
ThreadFest in a couple months. I think that's the only one. I've had a couple invites to speak on, like a few tours, but I don't think I'm going to do them, you know. But yeah, we'll see what happens.
Kind of cool. Yeah, I'll put a link down below for ThreadFest because it's out in
awesome.
Texas, I think. And Brian Cates, a few other great names are going to be there. So.
Yeah.
Cool, man. Appreciate you spending some time coming on with me here. We'll do this again within a couple weeks. So
sounds good. Thanks, man.
Cool. Take care.